Blog Talk Radio. Breaking Chains. Breaking Chains is a show that will break generational curses that are holding our youth and families in bondage. It's freedom time.
Freedom time.
You're now listening to Breaking Chains with your host, Minister Roderick Williams.
All right, good evening, and welcome to Breaking Chains. It's the Mighty Men of Valor and the P31 Ladies Night coming together on this Wednesday night to discuss issue separation between the two and the downfall of relationships. I'll tell you what, let me tell you, why are we all bickering and fighting and it's going on and what's causing the problem? Is there morals and support and hope and love left in the relationship? That's what we're going to be discussing tonight. And I greet you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Apostle Gad, can you open up with prayer, please? Pass again.
Glory to God. Father God, we come before you today in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask, O Heavenly Father, you send forth this word in power and illustration and demonstration that your name may be glorified in all the earth. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In the name of Yeshua, your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank God.
Amen. 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 Good evening, everyone. Suit up. Put on your full armor of God. It's time to get it in. It's time to break some chains. Let's go.
Breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough. My breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough.
No, the Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep on pressing. Because I refuse to... I'm a step and press, you know what I'm talking about.
I refuse to.
Cause I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, let's get it.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift him up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
depression that taught me a lesson to keep looking up,
yeah.
Don't go weary in your well doing, just keep on pursuing even though it might get rough,
yeah.
The devil ain't stopping because we're sleeping, instead of creeping and seeking a way to make us fall. So I encourage you to be strong in the Lord, battle with the sword and always stand tall,
yeah.
You might got Joseph in it, but God can get you out of it. Grace and mercy will grant you a way of escape about it.
Yeah.
It ain't no doubt about it.
No.
That's why I'm running for him like I'm power dog. And look, I love him for real. It ain't nothing for me to cut out and run up in here. I'm falling in love with Christ like the one pushed me off a pill. He's my mighty battle last, so I ain't got nothing to fear.
Hey.
Don't need no mattress, I'm a falcon in here.
Hey.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
Devil sing my praise.
No.
I'ma lift them up and phony with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
just look unto the hills and begin to give him the praise. Don't stay down in depression.
No.
Count it joy and temptation.
Yeah.
Stage 1 and 3, read the trying of your faith, broke your patience. Patience to overcome.
Yeah.
Patience to run this race.
Yeah.
Patience to stand on his word. Trust him and keep the faith.
Yeah.
So let us stand united. The devil won't us divided. Each of us have purpose. Together we make us a body.
Woo.
I'ma give it my all.
Yeah.
That's the end of discussion. I represent G-O-N and that stands for God or nothing.
Hey.
So let me encourage you to do all you can do. Stay humble and committed. Allow the spirit to work through you.
Yeah.
The trouble's on the way. That's something you can't avoid.
No.
I tell you, I'ma be strong in the Lord.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
devil take my praise. Nah, I'ma lift them up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
I refuse to let the devil steal my joy. He ain't going to take my cry. You can sit there and be quiet if you want to, but you know you better put it out in the atmosphere that the devil can't win because he already been defeated. I don't care what you're saying about me. I'm going to holler. Whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa.
Welcome back to Breaking Chains. It's the Mighty Men of Valor and the P31 Ladies Night. Hey, if you're just first time tuning in, welcome, welcome, welcome. We do this every Wednesday night, 858-357-9137. We live streaming at blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. I'm Pastor Rod. Got Apostle Gant. Good evening, sir. How are you doing this evening? Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Glory to God. This is a blessed day. I'm happy to be here. I greet everyone on the line right now, and I have some special guests that's calling in tonight. Glory to God.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Also got Evangelist Quina. How are you doing, ma'am? Good evening to you.
Good evening, everybody. I'm doing great. I'm excited about what God's going to do tonight.
Amen. And Minister Jackson, good evening to you, sir. God bless you.
To God be the glory. Praise the Lord. How you doing, my brother? And the rest
amen.
Of our
God
panel as well.
Hi there,
amen, amen. And we have special guests. Are you on the line? Good evening.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yes, I'm Shazar. I'm a spoken word artist on the line. I was invited by Pastor Gant.
All right. Well, God bless you. Thanks for joining us tonight. God bless you.
Amen.
All right, y'all. So this is what I want to jump into. We're going to jump in feet first. We're just going to jump in. Tonight I want to talk about the separation in relationship between our men and our women. We just not going to hold back. Everybody take the gloves off right now and throw them to the side. No holding back. We just going to go in, and you know how we do it. And we got a lot of bickering. We got a lot of fighting. We got a lot of domestic violence going on. We got a lot of men falling in love with men. We got a lot of women falling in love with women. And we got to break some chains in that tonight. We got to come at that in the name of the Lord Jesus the Christ tonight. And we're going to come at that hard tonight. And because in order to make a shift in the atmosphere, we got to start with the family. We got to put the family back in order. Because see, there's order. There's God's order, and then there's the world order. The world order say they don't give a hoot about what you do. But see, God say that there's God, then there's man, then there's woman, and then there's the children. But God said he made Adam and Eve. Dr. Tulsa said he ain't make Adam and Steve. So we got to make sure that we make this family back together and make it stick the way God says it's supposed to stick. And that's no disrespect to anybody. Do what you do, but we going by the scripture. So, and it's sound doctrine. So, you know what I'm saying? You got a problem with it? We believe in the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we live by the blood of Jesus, the Christ. So that's what we do here at Breaking Chains. So we're going to start with that. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. And the first thing I want to say is in Colossians 2:15, and I think... I want to bring this up because this is something that a scripture that I use in Bible study, and I think this is going to hit home too. Colossians 2 and 15, and I'm reading from the New International Version. It says, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Okay, so this is how I'm going to start this. Jesus, our Christ, our Savior, he not only made a spectacle out of them, but he made a complete, let's use it in layman's terms today. He made a complete fool out of them because they thought that they won. And see, this is what's happening. Those evil spirits have come into our families, into our homes, into our children because they're mad because they can't touch Jesus, so they're trying to touch us. Okay? Mm. So listen. Satan himself was already thrown out of heaven because he thought he was bigger than God. God made him the prince of the air. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when they murdered Jesus, because that's what they did, mm-hmm. they took him to the cross. He bled. They thought he was just bleeding, mm-hmm. but they didn't know that his blood took care of the whole world. He died for the whole world. His blood cleansed the sins of the whole world. They didn't even believe in him, but he still saved them. Okay? So, but then he asked for their forgiveness. Everybody. For they know not what they do. Okay? So then they put him in a barred tomb. Hmm. But he got up out of it. He got up. But he went to hell and defeated Satan.
Mm.
And took back the keys to the kingdom, took back the keys of life, took back everything that belonged to us. And made us victorious because he was victorious. And then he got up with all power in his hands. But here's the kill. This is what did it. This is what made Satan so mad. Right here. Not only did he get up, he ascended back to heaven. He went back home. But wait a minute. He had to go back through the devil's atmosphere to get there. So he went through the belly of the beast and cut him again to get home. He ripped him open because he had to go through the air to get to heaven. So, don't you think, since he'd been disarmed, all his powers and authorities have been ripped away from him, been made out of public spectacle, been triumphant over, don't you think that he's going to try everything in his power to destroy your family, my family, and everything that represents Christ today? Mm-hmm. So, brothers and sisters, let's talk about how he has, the enemy, has come in and done everything that's in the Bible, which is sound doctrine, which God has already talked about that was going to be done, and how, and I'm going to say this, not to offend anybody, but how we knew it was coming, because God's word never come back to him void, but how we allowed it to come back in such a dramatic, overpopulated way. Laws passed to pass it, everything. And we have said nothing and done nothing as the body of Christ as a whole. So I'm going to start with you, Apostle Gant. Time is still on the clock. We still breathing. So we still have time to do something. As the church, we need to come together and do some things to put our families back together and speak out, correct? And what is it that we can do?
Amen.
Wake up. Church of the Living God, wake up. It's time for the Church of the Living God to wake up. We've been asleep too long.
Hmm.
Okay. And if we look at the word of God, we go to Isaiah chapter 3, and I need y'all to turn that with me. If you can go on your computer and get online, go to Isaiah, the third chapter. And I'm going to start reading to you from the 16th verse, which let you know that where we are right now today, we, Israel, has been there before. All right. Whenever we talk about marriage, we have to start with the woman first, because she is God's creation for us. Okay? Ain't no way of getting around that. We know that the greatest gift that God gave man was woman. Okay?
Amen. Amen.
So now here we come to the 16th verse in the third chapter of the book of Isaiah. And he described the times that they were living in. All right. It's a lot to read, so I'm gonna ask brother if you can help me, if I can read down to the 18th verse, you could take it from the 19th, and I'll read from the 24th.
Okay.
Can we do that? Can we do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. It says, the judgment of the daughters of Zion. Moreover, the Lord said, because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and menacing as they go, and making tinkling with their feet. Therefore the Lord shall smite with the scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will discover their secret parts. In that day the Lord will take away the bravery of their tinkling ornaments about their feet and their claws and their round tires like the moon, and the chains and the bracelets and the mufflers and the bonnets and the ornaments of the leg and the headband and the tablets and the earrings and the nose jewels. And I ask you to take over from that 22nd verse.
The changeable suits of apparel and the mantles and the wimples and the crisping pins, the glasses and the fine linen and the hoods and the veils. And it shall come to pass that instead of sweet smell, there shall be stink, and instead of a girdle, a rent, and instead of well-set hair, baldness, and instead of a stomacher, a girding of sackcloth, and burning instead of beauty. You say to 24? Yeah, that was it, right?
Amen.
Keep going? Okay,
then,
amen.
Then the men shall fall by the sword, and thy mighty in the war, and her gates shall lament and mourn, and she being desolate shall sit upon the ground. And in that seventh day, in that day, seven women, look at this here, y'all, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. Church of the living God, we got to wake up. We got to wake up, because right now we are living this Bible. We are living this Bible. And more so in the church today. We have to start at the church, because the word of God said that judgment will begin at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? All right, so we got to start at us, y'all. And the word of God just told us, just gave us a little inkling on what's going on in the body of Christ today. All right, I have another guest caller that called in, Ms. Catherine. She's on the line with us also. All right, let's break this down, bro.
All right, Minister Jackson.
Yes, sir. To God be the glory. You know, first of all, we got to stop being afraid to confront the enemy. We got to stop being afraid to confront the enemy. We got to stop worrying about what people gonna say, worrying about what they can't do nothing. They can't do nothing. So stop worrying about what people are going to say. We don't fear him who could kill the body. We have to fear him that can destroy both body and soul in hell's fire. We got to speak up against wrong. Just like Pastor Gantz, I always say, it's time for the church to stop playing church. It's time for people to stop being so concerned about titles and trying to be friends with the congregation, trying to have these cliques and clacks in the church, and just do what God has called us to do. 1 Corinthians 6:9 lets us know who will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. We like to call out the adulterer. We like to call out the fornicator. We like to call out the idolatry, the idolater. But people get afraid to call out the homosexuality. You know, sin is sin, and it's not God's word is not going to change to fit our lifestyle. We got to call sin what sin is in that sin. And we got to be bold. We got to be confrontational. Like Malcolm X used to say, by any means necessary. But I'm going to add on to that according to the word of God. According to the word of God. We let things just fly by. We let things just go by when we should be, the church should be speaking out against the sins of the world. But we're trying to make friends with the enemy. We're trying to fit in with what society brings. You know, you got so many laws protecting this group and that group. You know, the word is still the word. God's word will not come back to him void. You know, it's time to stop worrying about what people are going to say about you, because that's the only thing they can do. They can only talk. They can only talk. Most of them bark is worse than their bite. And then when you confront the enemy, the first thing some people, some pastors, some 5-4 ministry want to claim is that you're attacking the church. But some people don't know God until they need him. Some people don't acknowledge God is real until they need him. Just like you say, Jesus made a spectacle of them. It's time for us to make spectacles of the enemy in broad daylight, in front of everybody, because we give the enemy power. We give the enemy too much credit. The devil is busy, and you think God's he's not? He's just sitting there watching the devil wreak havoc? No. God is busy, but he's supposed to be busy through us. Through us. Many are called, but few are chosen. Some just went on their own. That's why the enemy is running rapid, because they went on their own. Jesus, I know Paul, I know, but who are you? They have no power. That's why they stay within the four walls of the church, because they have no power to go and confront the enemy for that one lost soul. The angels rejoice over one soul being saved. But people have gotten so complacent in the church that they're afraid to go out after that one soul, because they know that they have no power. But I'm here to let you know that there are some people on this radio right now that's not afraid to confront the enemy, not afraid to confront his kinfolk. And if you want to stand with the enemy, we're not afraid to confront you either, because we're going to expose you for who you are, a child of Satan. You're claiming God, but you're sleeping with the enemy. You're claiming God, but you're walking around accepting everything that the world is throwing out, everything that the world is throwing out. And we're not going to stand for it any longer.
It's time to boot up for Jesus. And boot up for real. Put on the full armor of God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Gird yourself with truth. Charge your feet with the preparation of the gospel. Take the sword of the spirit and the shield of faith. And it's time to go to war. Because it's people dying, going to hell every day because no one will stand up for them. No one will tell them what thus says the Lord. Because they're afraid of what people might say. Well, I'm going to be wrong with the hell with what they say.
Jackson.
Yes,
Brother
sir.
Jackson, you know, this is affecting us and our relationships as a black family. They're destroying the black family by removing the man from the family, by you know, putting the woman at the head of the family. And we got to bring this thing, you know, back into the Word of God, where the Word of God said we need to do to break out of this. Go ahead, bro.
And that's absolutely the truth. But see, here's the thing. And evangelist, get ready because I'm about to come to you. And then Miss Kathy and Miss Sarara, I definitely need you to get prepared because y'all are up next. Because I definitely need y'all's comments on this. Here's the thing. The thing about that is that the Word of God is being pulled away from our relationships, schools, our children, and that's the problem. We have to make sure that we are pushing the Word of God more than anything. Here's the problem. When you see people going through things, and when you bring God up, people don't believe that there's a God anymore. And it's not about what they see anymore. It's about what's coming out of your mouth. People not only need to hear what's coming out of your mouth, you need to be not only saying it out your mouth, but you need to be living it too. You know what I'm saying? See, we say one thing, but we live in something totally different. And, you know, even on this podcast here, you know what I'm saying? We can't be just coming on here talking about what somebody ain't doing and what they need to be doing. We need to be what thus saying the Lord. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying that as the head of this ministry. That's what we need to be talking about. Because this ministry is a teaching ministry. We are delivering ministry. We are breaking chains ministry. Yeah, we radical. Yes, we that, because the head is radical. I'm radical. So we got to be radical. But the thing about it is that, see, we got to be prepared to go at the enemy. See, when we come boldly like this, we got to let people know that we're not coming at them. We it's about those spirits. See, people don't understand and know how to decipher the difference. You know what I'm saying? When they hear the boldness, see, people that don't know the difference between, you know, don't know God, they hear your boldness and your radical. They don't know how to separate that. They don't know what that's all about. But see, people that know God, they know how to take that. You know what I'm saying? That know the Holy Ghost, they know how to take that. But people that not have been exposed to that, they hear that boldness and that radicalness, they running because they thinking something wrong with you mad at somebody. So you know what I'm saying? We have to be careful how we walk and how we tread with that. And see, that just, you know what I'm saying, the evangelist made mention to that when we had a meeting last week, and then that the Holy Spirit just brought that back to my attention just then. You know what I'm saying? Because when you were speaking, Minister Jackson, because it was like, okay, pull this back right here. Like, listen, we're speaking to the world right now. See, we're not talking to each other. This is not about us. This is about people out there. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You don't see who you talking to right now. You know what I'm saying? You may not have a clue who life you saving right now. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean to take over the mic right now, but I'm just letting the Holy Spirit use me right now because I needed to say this. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody knows about Brother Jay. You know what I'm saying? Because we were all on the phone with Brother Jay. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know Brother Jay was listening, but he called in. So we have to make sure that we are very on top of our game. You know what I'm saying? That the Word of God is coming out of our mouth. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. we love God. You know what I'm saying? Erica Campbell ain't got nothing on us for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You want to know the truth. You want to know the truth. You know what I'm talking about? Something. She made a song out of it, but we can preach it. We can teach it, walk it, and talk it. You know what I'm saying? With no music. Because we love God.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? I can ask you why you don't love him. You know what I'm saying? I can introduce to you. I can tell you who he is. I can tell you where he lives. I can tell you where he is right now. You understand? So, you know, let me not hold the mic. Let me shut up. Evangelist, take over this microphone. Go ahead, Evangelist.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I say that to me right now we're in the right time. As the Bible already been prophesied over and over in different scriptures and stuff. I was just looking at Luke chapter 17, verse 28 and 30, talk about on how the last days will be as Sodom and Gomorrah. You'll see two men in the bed. You'll see two women at the grain field. I say that we're in the right time for the body of Christ. The key thing is that as we are the body of Christ, when we kingdom builders, we are not exalting Jesus Christ enough. That's the whole ordeal. We me and Apostle talked about it earlier today. We're not telling our story. We're telling, it's more like us as the church is selling a hype instead of just selling Jesus Christ. Telling people about what a man has done for us. You see what I'm saying? Knows. And that's our testimony. So I say we're in the right time, but as Apostle Game was coming on, he was saying, wake up, remind me of Spike Lee. I don't know if he mentioned Spike Lee, when Spike Lee used to do that in the middle of his movies and say, wake up, you know.
Yeah, sure did.
We have to get back to our first love, love to where we was excited, where we was on fire for the Lord. To go and tell somebody what that man done for us. You see what I'm saying? That's where we at in this hour. And spiritually, we're in the right time, at the right place. But we have to be the light. We have to be the light to God, the blind, those who can't see, those that are asleep. And that's what God is calling for in this hour. We got to be sold out. And a lot of people don't want to be that sacrifice because we get caught up ourselves as the body of Christ with this system of life in this world. And it's not what God intended for it to be, but by what happened all the way back in Genesis of Adam and Eve, he knew that it had to play this had to play itself out. You see what I'm saying? This has to process out for the new world to come. You see what I'm saying? So we're in the right place at the right time, but we as a people have to get transformed again and come together and exalt Jesus Christ. We got to exalt him. He said he'll draw all men. So that's what's going on. That's what's going on in this hour. And that's the way where we'll keep certain avenues from hitting our homes, our families. This is the perspective. I even was talking to some pastors a little bit earlier about starting back, instead of inviting them to their church, to your church, let's start back having Bible studies in the home. Let's bring the church to the people home who are willing to open up the door and teach them on how to live where there's no families. We could be as the church, like Jehovah's Witnesses, be on the street. They'd be willing to come in and have a Bible study with. That's what we all should be doing.
Yes.
I'm leaving it right there.
Come on now. That's what they used to do. That's that Old Testament.
That's
right. That's that Old Testament teaching there. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Bring it to the houses. Take it to the houses. Teach
them. Take it to the houses. Now take it to the house. My God. Take it to the house. Woo! Boy, we on fire. We have a guest on the line. I think we lost one of them. Got connected here. We have a guest on the line. Good evening. God bless you. Can you come on and introduce yourself, please?
Peace and love, brothers, sisters. My name is
Peace
Catherine Dable. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear
Hello?
You.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, I'm here tonight. I'm mostly listening. I think it's really interesting that in the book of Ephesians 5 and 25, Jesus likened the wife as unto the church, that husbands should love their wives.
Amen.
Christ also loved the church.
Amen.
So when a man honors his wife and likens her as he does into the church, I think that, you know, with relationships, when we are compared to a church, and we all know that our churches are sacred because they house the body of God, the Spirit of God, I'm sorry. So we have to understand that husbands and wives have a role to play. And
Amen.
The first role of the husband is to love his wife as Christ loved her.
Amen.
So we need to get back to understanding our roles when it comes to living the word of God. That, you know, if husbands honor their wives and love her as she loved the church, then the husband will get the respect of the woman. I mean, respect and honor is two big words that we have to understand.
That's
and
right.
All throughout the Bible, it speaks about, you know, the husband honoring the wife and the wife respecting her husband. So we have to get back to those two tools, honor and respect. And I think why us coming back to the basics of what a marriage is, you know, it would help out with the family. It would make our families grow in Christ and not
Amen.
So much in doing, you know, and Satanism. So we have to get back to the basics. We have to structure our family. We have to structure our We have to do these things in order for us to be able, you know, to live that life that Christ would have us live. So when we honor and respect one another, that shows our children, you know, how we are supposed to live. So when our children are adults, then, you know, they'll know to, you know, how to live in a marriage. Honor and respect. That's all it is honor and respect, and all those other things comes along with it. So we get those two things right. Then everything else, it just comes along with it. It works. Honor and respect.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
That's good. Thank you. Thank you. That's powerful. I tell you, the relationships have been when you look at the news and you look at everything that's going on, like I said earlier, you see all these negative things that are coming in, and we have to pray for the betterment of mankind. We have to pray for love to come back into communities, evangelist ministry. You know, evangelist, tell everyone the name of your ministry and the full name of it, because I just want her to just say it for herself, because her ministry is what is really all about. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all about what, evangelist? I want to say it, but I'm on her to say
yes.
it. Because
it's not my ministry. It's with God entrusted.
Well, you know what I'm saying, evangelist. Yes. You're over it. You know that. We know that. Come on now.
Yes. It's loving thy neighbor as you love yourself. Luke 10 and 27. And I have to say it like that. And the Spirit of the Lord told me, don't take nothing off it. I have to hold that word in the beginning of this ministry wherever I go. And it's loving thy neighbor as you love yourself. Luke chapter 10, verse 27.
Amen.
So that's the name of the ministry. And the scripture tells you to do that. And here's the thing. it's hard for you to love your neighbor if you're not loving yourself.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
so, so the problem has been that a lot of people are having problems loving themselves.
Yeah.
Because situations maybe that they've been through and not knowing how to get through it, still dealing with past relationships, mm-hmm. past situations, things that they're mm-hmm. dealing with, don't know how to talk with. And listen, here's my next step into the conversation. The morale is down. Moral support is not there. They seem like there's no hope. And then no love left. You know what I'm saying? So when a person is feeling that low, they feel that there's no relationship. And the most important relationship that they need at that time, they feel that there's no one there to even direct them to it. And that's the love of Christ, the relationship with God. So when you don't have mm-hmm. that relationship, it's impossible for you to have a healthy relationship anywhere else. You won't
Amen.
Have it.
Amen.
It's impossible to have it. If you don't have a relationship with God, there's no other
Amen.
Relationship that you can have, period.
That's
you won't
right.
even have a healthy relationship with yourself if
yes.
you're overlooking
yes.
God.
Yes. That's
it's
it.
Impossible.
That's it.
So the thing is now, we have to, there's something that needs to be done when we say the church has to wake up. We have to start showing love.
Yes.
Love has
yes.
love.
Yes.
Love. It's all about love. Love.
It
people don't feel
emotion.
Love. Love.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that that's the greatest commandment of it all.
Yes. Yes.
That tops everything. Love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because John 3:16 proves that it does.
Amen.
Amen.
John 3:16 proves that love tops everything.
Everything.
So what is it now that we have to do? And Evangelist, I'm going to start with you. Besides, because Evangelist, I know that you are, you know, your biggest thing, and I know because I'm a part of it with you, is street ministry. So what is it that we need to do to make sure that people feel the love? Because a lot of people don't feel the love. You know what? Not even just people out there. It's people that's in your family, that's around you, that you know. It's people that you even go into God's house that you see every Sunday or every day that's not even feeling the love, putting up a facade like everything is cool, everything good,
mm-hmm.
and ain't feeling no love, just dead on the inside. And you know it, they don't even tell you, but you may even know it.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that, what is it, you know what I'm saying? Because we discerners of spirits, we know.
Amen.
We know. So
yes.
What is it that we need to teach something right now? We need to get into a real heavy teach mode right now about teaching on love, because people need to know that they are loved. They need to know about love. God is love.
Yes. Amen.
Evangelist.
Amen. Make ourselves reachable. Reachable and touchable.
That's good.
Just me being me, through the grace of God. I love people. I'm very reachable. I don't mind. I'm a free spirit, and God made me just like that, to be reachable to anyone. I could be reachable to the lowest of the lowest person and to the highest of the highest person. And that's the key, making yourself reachable. And not having respect to persons. I don't have respect to persons. I'm the type I love, and when I just don't say it, I show it with my deeds, you know.
That's it. Making yourself available. That's it. Just treating people how you want to be treated, you know, with respect.
Amen.
It don't matter if whether you're homeless or not homeless. Everyone is due respect. You see
Amen.
What I'm saying? So I just make myself reachable to any and everybody. It's most of all, first my family, and then to show on and so on, you know. Reachable is the key thing.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen. That's good. That's good. Apostle Gant.
Glory to God. You know, when it comes to us dealing with relationships, first we're talking about our relationship with God.
Yes.
And then we're talking about our relationship with our fellow man and woman. Okay, so we're spending so much time, you know, teaching about other things when we should be teaching about the first thing, how do we live and love one another. And that's the key to it. You know, the key is that word that we call love, you know, loving
mm-hmm.
one another. All right.
Amen. Quick to the point there. All right, Apostle.
Amen, ma'am.
Amen. All right, to our special guest, ma'am. Do you have any comments on that?
Yes. I mean, love is an emotion, but it's an emotion that involves action. You know, we say we love one another. You know, it's an easy word. It's an easy thing to say. But when you don't have an action behind it, you know, it kind of makes the word love seem not so real. You follow me? So
mm-hmm.
when we start talking about love, you know, it has to be action behind that. So I used to study love, the word love, it always I just kept saying to myself, you know, it's got to be really more to it than this. It's got to be more to it than just I love you. It's got to be more to it. So I researched the Hebrew meaning for the word love. And the Hebrew word for love is ahava. That's the Hebrew word. And ahava is a way of life. So we have to take this word love and turn it into a way of life for us. It's not right now. It's not a way of life for us. It's just something we say. It's just something that we, you know, say to our friends, our family, you know, our children. But it's the actions behind that word, you know?
Amen.
So
Amen.
A way of life. It has to be a
That's
way of
good.
Life. And we have to do that through our actions. So like the sister was saying, she makes herself available. You know, that's action. Now, when you talk about also with action, sometimes, you know, we'd be out street ministering, you know, and we run into people, you know, and, you know, they're most of them, sometimes they're homeless. You know, people always are in need of something. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
basic needs that they, you know, they're looking for.
Yes.
However, when you give a person a stone when they need bread, to them that's not love. Do you hear me?
We have to be proactive
when we are out street ministering. You know,
Amen.
The word of God is something that, you know, people need to hear. They need to know it, you know. But we also, with love, we got to start meeting some basic needs here.
That's right.
We have to meet basic needs here. So regardless of whether, you know, people, you know, go to the church or not go to the church, the word is still out there. Okay.
Amen.
We must start meeting basic needs, and that's an action behind love. We ain't millionaires. We ain't got this, but we go out in street ministries. Take a bag of food, a sack of food with you. You know, you run into somebody that's mm-hmm. hungry, and when you tell them the word and they eat that food, you know, they'd be like, yeah, you know, this, yeah, I can do this. You know, God is good, but you know.
Yeah.
hungry and you're giving them a stone, they say, like, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but right now I'm hungry. So
we got
basic needs. Even when you go out and do street ministry, you know, take something with you, whether it's food, whether it's a clothing or something. So there's action behind love. And we got to get used to that, make love a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Amen.
And it's something because you said something. You said love is an action, and that is absolutely the truth. Because I when I said John 3:16, because John 3:16 is an action verse. That was an action that took place in that verse. That was a mighty action right there. That was a life giving right there. That was something that took place. It was powerful right there. Woo, girl, that's a message in itself. Let me move on now. Let me shut up. Minister Jackson, you better get your time, brother.
My Lord. I thank God for what has gone forth thus far. You know, just like the woman of God was saying, love without action. Love without action is just like faith without works, you know.
Amen.
Please don't take this out of context, people. I posted this morning on Facebook. What was it? Day before yesterday, maybe. I went to the bank and I got $20 out of it. You know, I like to. Plastic is good, but I can't give anybody plastic if I see them on the street in need. Okay, so I try to have something on me. And I don't wait for people to come up to me and say, brother, can you? When you see the need and able to meet the need, then why should someone have to ask you? Faith without works is dead. And I'm going to go to a scripture in a minute in the book of James. But I posted on Facebook that if people would join me in doing this, into sowing a seed in someone's life. So not just, you know, telling them about the goodness of God, but showing them, giving them hope about the goodness of God. So I asked on Facebook to join me into spreading God's word, telling someone about the goodness of God, but sowing a seed of $10 into their hand as well. It's not much, but $10, and I'm going to show you something. So I had that $20 in my pocket, and I was at work, and I was like, okay, I got to find somebody to be a blessing to. And it's not about me. It's all about God. So I'm not lifting me up. I'm lifting up God. I'm being obedient to God. So I was trying to find somebody to just talk to about the power of God. And at the same time, I was trying to get away so I can get change for that $20 so I have the 10 for that person. So all throughout the day, didn't find nobody because I was working on the inside. I wasn't driving today like I normally would. So couldn't really get out and about. Couldn't find nobody to talk to. I was talking. I always talk to Lord at work. Always. So, and normally I walk up on anybody just like Evangelist was saying, we got to make ourselves accessible. If I come up to you, if you meet me, you're going to meet Jesus. I'm going to tell you what thus said the Lord. Whether you want to hear it or not, that's on you. I'm not going to force it upon you. But I don't meet strangers, but I don't I take advantage of when I meet people to tell them about God. But anyway, it got in late in the evening. I'm like, Lord, I haven't been obedient. I haven't found anybody. So I went to this store, started talking to this brother, and we were just talking about the Lord. Still didn't have change, but God said, that's him. But don't give him no 10. Don't go to the riches and get change. Just give him the 20. So that's what I did. And I'm going to show you in scripture about, like my sister was saying, love without action, and I'm going to attach it to faith without works. Okay. In James 2, starting at verse 15, if a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food,
And if one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath no works, is dead being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. So if we are able to meet the need. You telling this person that you see is cold, you see is hungry, you might have whatever you have in your pocket, it will help the cause. So don't just tell them, okay, go and be warm, go in peace, be warm. Let them know, hey, my brother, I don't have much, but what I do have, just like the sister was saying, we're not millionaires, but when we put the need of other people, put other people's need before ours, God will bless us. God will bless us. God will bless us. Mm-hmm. So it's like we can tell people about the power of God, but it's even better when you show them the power of God up front, firsthand. You know, we love to say, if you need me, give me a call. And then when the person needs you, where, just answer. People think when you give them a call, first thing you want to do is ask for something. 9 times out of 10, might be the case. But sometimes just a word, a comforting word, just somebody to know that you're there for them, that you wasn't just blowing smoke. If you need me, brother, call me. I'm not going to look up you. I'm not going to see that it's you on my call ID and not answer the phone. I'm going to answer the phone. I'm going to be there for you. But just like my sister said, love is action.
Amen.
Faith has to be attached with words. We can tell people all day about the power of God, but what about when we attach, show them the power of God at work? I love you. I care for you. And that word again, love, love, love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever, are you a whosoever? Do you believe? Mm-hmm. Are you a whosoever? It's time out for us to just talk the word. It's time for us to live accordingly to it. God gave his
Amen.
Only son. God
Amen.
Gave his only son. What is $10 or $20? I'm not saying I got it like that, but I know I'm going to go to work tomorrow. I know I'm going to get
Amen.
Paid next week. So if
Amen.
I can make a difference in someone else's life right then and right there, I know not only am I going to work, but I know also that God got my back because
Amen.
Cheerfully he gives up to me. So cheerfully I'm going
Amen.
To give unto his people.
Amen.
But when people, and don't get me wrong, when people say, thank you, my brother, my favorite words to say back to them is to God be the glory, because it's not about
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
It's not about me. I'm not
Amen.
Trying to. Pastor Rod, when you remember, and the rest of y'all remember also, when Grandmama was alive and she had something for you, but everybody was sitting around and she didn't want, she had this just for you. She'll shake your hand and eat that old $5, $10, $15 in your hand without anybody saying, you don't do anything that is godly for show of man.
That's right.
You do it in secret. You do it in secret because God will bless you openly. You know, it's too many people want a pat on the back. It's too many people want to be trying to take God's credit. It's not about us. It's not about us. And once we get that understanding, it's all about God and what he's called us to do, the world will be a better place.
Well, we going to definitely be praying for the better place for sure. And, you know, we definitely going to keep everybody in prayer that we'll capture the moments of understanding the real meaning of love and being able to feel that in their spirits and get that. Yes, sir.
Pastor Rod, Do we have five on the line right now? Tell me, do we have five on the line right now?
Do we have five on the line?
Got five.
Amen. Huh?
Yeah. Yes, we do, sir.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yes, we do, sir. Absolutely.
It's a plan and purpose.
Absolutely. We got five live and more listeners. So, you know, we're doing excellent. And we're gonna take a quick break.
Hello?
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 I can hear you.
Hello?
Hello, Evangelist?
Can y'all hear? I hear you.
Okay, yeah, I hear you.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, I tell you. I guess the enemy got mad at me. My system to shut down again. So, show must have got really, really hot on it.
Amen.
You don't like that love.
He mad again, so.
You don't like that love.
Yeah, he ain't like it. But it's all right.
Love is the key.
Love is the key. And he know it is.
Yes, sir. Love is a key.
So we're about to take this quick break. We're about to send them urban missionaries out in the atmosphere on it.
Amen. Jesus' mighty name.
In the name of Jesus, with the men of Valley and the P31 ladies, 858-357-9137, blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Yeah. Man, it sound like some straight superhero music, don't it? Sound like somebody about to swoop down out the sky. But I hate the day. Swoop down out the sky, man. That'd be some good
news,
right?
He came walking up.
That's what it sounded like, though. About his father's pigs. He was an urban missionary. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel when he bring it to the hood. Once upon a time, I was posted on the block with a 40 on my hip and a pocket full of rocks. Out there acting bad, steady ducking, dodging cops. Seen a whole bunch of people, so I pulled over, stopped. It's some church folks, I would say to my surprise. Then this preacher came to me, asked what else I do but grind. I stood there for a minute and I took a little time. I told him I'm a rapper, so he asked me what's the rhyme. When I finished rapping, he just stood there with a smirk. Then he asked me, could he take me to some rappers from his church? He took me to this dude that looked just like me, with some Tim's on his feet and a fresh white tee. When that boy spit, I seen that fire in his eyes, and he told me for my sin was the reason Jesus died. I told him that was dope, and I asked him what's his name. He reached and shook my hand, and he told me it was plain. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. I know this dude that live off in the worst part of the city, where bangers get bust and them boys live gritty. Right outside his crib, they be posted selling dope, but he moved there because he know the gospel brings hope. He take them in his crib, bring them right up off the streets, give them food for their belly and some books they can read. I'm glad he moved in because he's so into a need. If it weren't for dudes like him, I'd be still smoking weed. Out there on the block, trying to come up on some G's. Probably be up in my grave, make a rest, or I'd be. Glad he took us in his crib and let us meet his wife. I was already saved, but that day changed my life. He said and told us stories how that drama got real, how they shot up in his crib, white, almost got killed. Man, I sat there listening to him with tears in my eyes. Every word that he spoke lit a fire deep inside. Hey, you ever take a trip to the west side of the shot? Go and look that boy up, man, his name Brian Scott. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary.
visionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. There's a dude on the corner that's out there smoking weed. They need to hear the truth, cause the truth will set him free. There's a baby in the building that don't got no food, cause a mama on the block trying to get it from them dudes. Ain't nothing wrong with you going overseas, but there's people on your same street need to be free. If you wanna do a mission, you ain't gotta look far, cause some people need to hear the truth in your backyard. On the bus stop, girls at the beauty shop, dudes at the barbershop, the people at the car wash, the dudes sitting next to you at the coffee shop. We supposed to hit the hood until it look like God's block. Until we die, we some urban missionaries. Until we underground and in the cemetery, it's time to go to war, ain't no time to be scared. They need the living water that's flowing out your belly. We an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood.
Welcome back to Breaking Chains, the Mighty Men of Valor, the P31 Ladies Night. I sent out them urban missionaries to go out there and kill them spirits. Y'all hear me?
That's probably an urban missionary.
Can y'all hear me? Y'all hear me?
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes sir. Amen.
See, now, y'all listen to me very carefully on this. The enemy took my system down, right? So I had to get on my backup system, which is my phone. And while I was on my phone, I sent those urban missionaries out there to get them spirits killed. And the Lord put my system back on the air. So I'm back on my system. And so, see, you know, that's how powerful that Holy Spirit is. So welcome back to Breaking Chains. We're gonna get some final comments here. Because y'all is, I'm going to put it out there in the atmosphere. It's past my dinner time. I haven't eaten yet. I had to do Bible study tonight and do some studying and then get on this airwave. So I got to be honest. Mm-hmm. And having a late dinner, so it's not supposed to be eating this late. But anyway, so listen, relationships. I'm not going to say that we are on a downfall, but it is it's taking a serious beating right now, and we have to come together, because it's not only in the homes, it's everywhere, and it's in God's house as well. Most importantly, I'll say that again, it's in God's house too. And you know, when it's in God's house, that's a major problem. When they start dismissing God out of the schools, and you dismissing God out of the homes, you dismissing, and a lot of people are even trying to put God out of his own house. So there's a lot of things that are being said and done. And the woman of God already said that, you know, love action, and love is a way of life. And we have to start being about our Father's business, and being about a way of life of living in love and being about love. But we can't do that until we be about 2 Chronicles 7:14. Which says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face
and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So there's some things that we have to do too. And we are too busy trying to put everything on God, but we don't want to do nothing. And that's not how it works. So those of you out there in radio land, you have a responsibility too.
Amen.
It's not just all on God's hands. God actually has done his part.
That's right.
He's done his part, you know, and it's on you. He said all you got to do is ask, it shall be given unto you. He said, you know what I'm saying? All you got to do is ask. All you got to do is just pray without ceasing. He says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. He say all you have to do to go up against the principalities and the evil one is to put on your full armor of God. He said that he was going to give his only son to shed his blood for the remission of sins. He said that he would order your footsteps. He said that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He said that you are part of his royal priesthood, a chosen people. He said good things come to those who wait and those who are calling according to his purpose. So all I'm saying, he says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It's going to fall, but it ain't going to prosper. He said that he'll put a hedge of protection around you. He said that he can, you can run to you. He'll be your power, your buckler. It's just so much that you have at your disposal. And all you have to do is just lean on him. So I'm going to say is that, Lord, have mercy. You have to do your part.
Amen.
Just do your part because you have so much in your corner. You are victorious in every situation that you run up against because all you have to do is give it to the Lord. Turn it over to the Lord. Call on the name of Jesus. And the devil got to flee anyway. So
amen.
I believe that. I believe that with everything in me, with my mind, body, and soul. I believe that. I do. I believe that. You know what I'm saying? For God I live, for God I die. I believe that. I'll die with that. I believe that. Seriously. I can't speak for nobody else. But that's just the bottom line. The bottom line. I got that radical faith. You know what I'm saying? I'm just off the chain with it. You know, that's just real. Just real. You know what I'm saying? Because I know God going to work it out. I know he's going to work it out. No matter what come my way, I know that he's going to move that mountain. All I got to do is just move this mountain. And he's going to give me the power to move it myself. So brothers and sisters, we got to come together as the body of Christ, because that makes us one. We powerful and we're strong in his might. And we got to stand on our faith and believe that and continue to move forward. So we're going to wrap this up. Apostle, I'm going to let you go. Apostle Gann, I'm going to let you go last because I want you to go and pray us out as well. So I'm going to start with our special guest. Ma'am, can you give your closing comments for us, please?
Yes. My closing comments are when we as a society ignore God's law, lawlessness is the result. And chaos.
That's right.
So when we look at us as a people and we see the chaos, you know, in our nation, we wonder why. You're wondering, why can't we get unity? Why can't we, you know, come together? You know, we have to come under the law. And that's the only way that, you know, order is going to be, is going to take place. We have to come under the law. Without us coming under the law, and I'm not talking about a handful of us, I'm talking about us as a nation, then we can see our way through what's going on. But until then, we continue to be lawless, and we are continuing to have chaos. So until we come under the law, you know, this is the result of what we're going to be.
Amen.
My God. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Evangelist.
Repentance. when John was coming out of the wilderness, he was telling the people, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Mm.
And he was under the unction of the Holy Ghost.
Lord,
we have to sound the alarm. Repent. Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's repentant. We must repent unto God as a nation. As the sister already said, it's repentant. That's all God say. The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Lord, have mercy. That's real talk. That's the
we
truth.
Must
yeah.
repent the people's hearts. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Amen. Amen. Minister Jackson.
To God be the glory. You know, in the Word of God, Matthew 12, at 25. You know, when Jesus was casting out demons, and this pertaining to our house, our homes, when Jesus was casting out demons, they were saying that he was casting out demons by Satan, Beelzebub. But Jesus put them into place. And this is what's going on, and this is what the devil is trying to do. Jesus let them know that a house divided against itself cannot stand. That's why there's so much going on in the home. You know, and until we use that, like our sister was saying earlier about love, and that is the key, just like Evangelist said, love is the key. Until we use that love to be that cohesiveness that draws the house together, the husband and the wife, the children, being obedient to the parents, the house is going to continue to fall, you know. But we got to yet stand prayer. Just like you said, if my people will call by my name, the land will not be healed until we humble ourselves and pray. And pray with consistency, to pray without cease, you know. And all we have to do, get up every morning and seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. Not some, not a little, not a few, but all things. All things. The very things that we talk about on this broadcast every week, all things should be added unto us. All things should be should come together. But we have to seek God first in his righteousness. We got to seek him. We got to seek him. We got to seek him.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. All right. Apostle Kent.
Glory to God. Glory to God. So the key word is love.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Dear Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love, Lord, because you first loved us. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. Father God, we give you all the praise. Send forth this word, Lord. Send forth this broadcast that reach everybody, Lord. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise in the name of Yahshua, your son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank God.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank God. God bless you all. Thank you for turning us on tonight and tuning in to our panel. God bless you. Love you. Have yourself a blessed night. Here's Drew Tony.
Yeah.
I want to be one with you. I want to live in your truth. I want to be spirit-led. Jesus, my daily bread. Oh, yeah. Father and Master of the universe, in my heart I know you designed you to be first. Lord, help me and I will do the best I can. Have mercy on me, cause I am just a man. Guide me day by day and light my path. Don't let me go too slow or move too fast. Pour your spirit out and anoint me afresh. I don't want to hurt no one, don't want to make a mess.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.